So I just wanted to talk about SEO and how to rank yourself quite highly on Google. And this is a bit of a recap for me from a conversation I had last night at a social media surgery in Round Foundry in Leeds. And essentially the message that came across was the same one that I had in my head, which was content is key. And I think it's quite a simple but easy thing to remember, but sometimes it's quite difficult for people to actually fully grasp and understand the technical elements of that. And there's a lot of it can go quite in depth, and it can develop in such a way that SEO can become quite complex. And that's no different to the laying out of a website. And if you were to draw a tree diagram and discover how large your website is, in a similar way, to rank highly, SEO needs to be covered on every page of your website, so it can become quite complex. But in a nutshell, it's quite straightforward to suggest that the content is key. It's all about your audience and what your business is and what you're doing, or that the content, the context of what you're writing for, what it's about, and the content looking outward so that the readers can look at it and understand it needs to be interesting. It needs to grab their attention. And once you've got to that, I think it's quite easy to suggest that that's it. But the other element of that is to make sure that you are actually writing for the web. And the only difference is that when you're writing for the web, you're writing with the SEO in mind. So you would maybe repeat on a cycle so many words so often, but obviously not too often. This is where it can get a bit more technical, I suppose. And from that point, it should be fairly straightforward. I think there's a basic outline of doing that and understanding that, and also understanding that there's a basic structural language for HTML and CSS that would allow you to would allow you to and have the site more accessible to Google. And that's again on a simple level. And I think the message from the conversations I've had last night were basically that content is key, and most importantly, it's the content in context. And that's essentially it. If you can write something that's relevant, that people relevant to your business and what you do and how you do it, or something that would interest your business and it's relative to what you're doing, but it also grabs people's attention and serves a purpose, statistical fact, information, anything, then that content is relevant, and that is what effectively would rank you higher in Google. And the second part that I realize is something that Google calls sandboxing. So once you've tried to do those bits, a lot of people do say it takes months, and I've heard other people say it takes years before you can actually rank fairly decently and highly and stay up at the top of Google. And that's because a website can quite easily be misleading. Over time, it can develop and become a strong website, or it can go the other way. Or a website might fail after a couple of years and no longer exist. And it's because of that that Google withholds and sometimes takes a lot longer to understand this particular website and its content. And therefore, your SEO, once you've done the basics, there's nothing else you can do. You just have to sit back and let the magic flow and wait. There are other tricks, but even those take time to yield. So all in all, do what you need to do, write the right content and write it in context.